happening All right, wonderful. So let's get started. We're recording. I see people popping up from all over. So welcome, welcome. We've got people from North Carolina, California. We've got people from all over calling in. So welcome. I want to start out by thanking you guys for joining the call and give you a little rundown of what to expect. So first of all, I'm going to give you all a little intro on myself and how I got basically to where I am. We're going to talk about really assessing who you are, what you want in your business, accessing that zone of genius, everything from delegating to, I've got some surprises for later on in the call, some free things I'll be offering towards the end of the call as well. So let's just get into it, huh? Does that sound good? All right, cool. So for those of you who don't know me, my name is Susie Romans. I grew up here in Chicago in a lower middle class family. And if you don't know my story, my parents always worked a very factory type jobs, like low end, always knew that money was scarce when I was a child. And so that affected me in a lot of ways. And so when I was young, I decided that being a business owner, being an entrepreneur was in my blood. You know, I knew that if I wanted something different in my life, if I wanted to create anything, I knew from a young age that it had to come from me, that there wasn't like extra money in my family anywhere lying around. I couldn't ask anybody for things because even though, you know, my parents were amazing, loving people, a lot of times the answer was no. So I created that mindset, you know, and we'll be getting into that a little bit more on today's call, but I really created that mindset of, all right, well, if I'm not going to be able to get this thing that I want from someone else, I'm going to create that result myself. So pretty powerful from a young age, right? My parents still urged me to go to college. So, you know, had to take out student loans. Obviously, my parents couldn't afford it. So I had to pay for college all my own, student loans, graduated with debt, got married at 22. My husband and I had two kids that are now, I've got a two-year-old and a almost four-year-old. The mortgage, the whole shebang, the white picket fence, and everything by the age of 26. And, you know, thankful, I was very thankful for all of those things, but I also felt this kind of calling inside that I wanted to do something even more than the 9-to-5, than the working and the whole, like, you know, all the scripted life that everyone else has for you. So I felt in my heart that I was being called for even bigger things. My first success online was a blog that I actually started and in a lot of ways went viral, had now reached millions, like over 5 million hits I've had to the blog. But that was probably the first thing, that success of proper marketing strategies and viral marketing strategies, which again is something we can get even deeper into. That first success was monumental because it showed me that, hey, this works, that there are just millions of people online that are out there that have questions and they need answers. They're looking for support. They're looking for leaders and mentors. I just got a lot of inquiries. You know, that's what it comes down to. With my first blog was like people emailing me, this kind of fan mail constantly coming into my business, and into my email account. So with that on the line, the successful blog, I'm still working this job and juggling the kids and being a wife and mother, household, all these things, something had to give. So in the summer of 2014, I quit my job completely on a whim. Took 2 weeks notice, even though my family was very much reliant on my income. I cut the ties. I knew that for me, it was the next stage. Like when I looked at the next 2 years, 3 years, even 5 year plan, I had this absolute certainty that I wasn't supposed to be there. So I trusted that intuition, and I know that sounds a little bit crazy because some people, they're like, oh, I need to save up some money or do this and that. Well, I had really no safety net. I mean, you guys know the kind of background that I came from. You know, nobody was going to catch me if I completely failed. Nobody had the extra funds. It was really up to me. But for some reason, there was a challenge and excitement in that. And in throwing in the towel to that 9 to 5, it really allowed me to put all my focus on my business and brand, which is SusieRomans.com. So since then, I've become a marketing consultant, business coach, and even success coaching for women who have to get through everything from mindset and lifestyle pieces to the hardcore marketing as well. I've worked with SEO companies, digital marketing agencies, some of the top ones in the Chicago area. So I have a very strong background in business development, and sales and marketing online as well. So with all that being said, all of that background and story, I'm more than happy. I'm thrilled that I made that leap of faith and kind of built my net or built my parachute on the way down, so to speak. Made my first over $100,000 in a year as a business coach. I'm absolutely fascinated by personal development and what this can do. I mean, what our potential is out there on the internet these days. The fact that we have access to literally millions of people, the bar is like, who even knows how high the bar can be, you know? So this high achievers, quick results, the ability for us to have truly six-figure all the way up to million-dollar businesses or more, it's all possible for every single person on this call today. So let's get into it. Let's get, now that you guys know a little bit about me and what I'm super passionate about, let's get into the program and the teaching points. The first thing I want you to work on in this call right now is assessing who you are and what you want. You know, even to take a moment to like close your eyes and really think, what do you desire? And what do you want to, what have you let go of is the other thing that I want you to think about. When you think, okay, for me, let me just talk for me for a second. As a mom, as a wife, as a business owner, having a lot of responsibility on your shoulders, and I'm sure a lot of you feel the same way, it's easy to lose yourself. It's easy to kind of forget the person that you used to be when you were younger and when you were carefree and when you had more passion in your life and just more zest and aliveness. Who were you? Did any of those pieces die or fade along the way as you've become an adult? So I want you to really think hard on that, because when I think about who I used to be, you know, I mean, I was always interested in media, in video, in being on camera and inspiring people. You know, I actually can look back the first time my husband and I met on an online dating website. And I can look back to the first conversation we ever had back and forth to one another. One of the questions that I asked him online before we even had a first date was, what's your dream job? And so I asked him, and then he asked me back the same question. And I literally wrote, like, word for word, exactly what I'm doing today. And that gives me, like, complete goosebumps because of the fact that thoughts seriously become reality. If you have the courage to take action and to follow your heart, those thoughts that you have can 100% turn into reality. I basically told Jason that I wanted to inspire people and create media and have my own business and make a positive difference in women's lives. Like, that was what I said to him, you know, at this point, it must have been like 6 years ago, right? Like, in a few weeks, we'll be celebrating our 5-year anniversary. So I think we met a year before that. So like 6 years ago, right? It's not like it's going to take you forever. And I don't know how old you are right now, but time is like irrelevant when we're talking about online businesses these days. I have friends that went from zero to 100K in a year, like me, and from zero to 500,000 a year. And they're not that different from you. You know, if these women, these friends of mine, myself and my business, if we can stand here as examples and say, hey, look, it can be done, you should stand there in your power and know that you can do the same thing as well and have the same kind of results, because someone else has paved the path in a lot of ways. All right, so let's talk about this point. Your zone of genius, okay? everyone truly has, I love this quote, so I'm going to read it out for you here. Everyone is a genius, but if you judge a fish by its ability to climb a tree, it'll live its whole life thinking it's a failure. And this is an Albert Einstein quote, I believe. It's the fish that if you judge a fish by its ability to climb a tree, it'll think it's an idiot, right? It'll think its whole life that it's a failure. And it's profound because how many times in your life or in how many ways right now are you judging yourself based on something that you're maybe not so good at, that's maybe not your zone of genius? And are you being hard on yourself? Like, oh, I'm a complete failure because my online business isn't taking off. But hold on a second. Maybe the online business pieces or the technical pieces or the website or the webinar software or whatever, maybe that's not your zone. Maybe that's not your zone of genius, but you are an amazing speaker or empowerment leader or life coach or a video editor or a graphic designer or a makeup artist. You know what I mean? And that zone of genius, if you judge yourself on the things that you're not doing, like this quote, I mean, you'll spend your whole life thinking you're a failure, and failure and misery just creates more of itself, right? So if you're like, oh, I'm not good at that, and here's 15 other things that I'm not good at, and instead, what you should be is focusing on what you're great at, and then in a lot of ways, delegating or figuring out systems or working with other people who can help you with the areas that you're not a genius in, right? So it takes a little bit of hunger, you know, to want to change. It takes a little bit of crazy. And I laugh when I say that because, yeah, I mean, in a lot of people's eyes, I was a total lunatic to quit my job. Like, they were letting me work from home several days a week. You know, I was earning like $45, $50 an hour with bonuses. I mean, I was kind of a lunatic. I had this comfortable job. But yet I knew that there was this other area that I was meant to do something even greater, you know. And so I took that leap. Like, I literally took the leap. And thank God that my husband has supported me along the way. And it hasn't always been that way. I mean, we've had some ups and downs and disagreements. But the way that it is right now, what's amazing is he's seen that every time I take a risk, I step up. And I become a different person. Like, I become a stronger woman every time I take a risk. Like, and they're crazy things. I mean, I've invested in $15,000 training programs with other coaches and mentors. I've invested in expensive software systems or team members, things like that, that most people, they might have a heart attack. Now my husband's saying, I actually get excited. He told me this. I actually get excited now when you do something crazy and take a risk, because I know you're like breaking through this new ceiling. Like, you're going to hit a next level, which is amazing, right? Because it's proof that you can step up. That, yeah, sometimes it's scary, but guess what? You're going to become a better, bigger, more powerful person. All right, so let's talk about the non-negotiables, okay? The non-negotiables of working in your zone of genius and really creating your best life and business. You're going to want to surround yourself with winners, people who are challenging themselves, people who are hungry, again, for that change, to do something powerful, that are motivated. I love spending my time with people like that and associating with people like that, whether it's a coach or mentor or it's my clients that are, you know, coming in every day to their sessions with new ideas and a sense of drive that they're creating something. And that's really what an entrepreneur is, somebody who creates something out of nothing. An entrepreneur can come into a situation where there's nothing, a blank space, literally air, an idea, a thought, and turn it into something, a thriving business, a piece of software, a business, a website, a whatever, right? So surround yourself with other people who are that way, who are go-getters. The second thing, trust your voice inside you. Trust that gut feeling, whatever you might call it, an intuition. in so many ways, we as a society have been taught to kind of dampen or, it's just you don't really want to listen to that, or maybe it's just a thought or whatever. No, I believe that your true feelings, your true calling is oftentimes already set in your heart or in your gut, but you keep pushing it aside and not listening to it because maybe other people aren't doing it. So you're going to look like the crazy one. Well, so what? I mean, what's more important to you, being normal or being average and fitting in with everyone else, or stepping outside the box and doing something crazy different? You know, those are the people that get to live the lives that no one else gets to live. And the kinds of conversations that I have, I mean, this morning I literally had a conversation with my husband about how I'm going to fly to Paris in spring. You know, like who does that, right? Like who has these conversations? People who are go-getters, who are love the challenge and work hard every single day. Not every day is amazing. Like I've had days where I fall apart, where I start crying and things like that. But overall, it's 1,000% worth it. So, okay, let's go to the next one. Working with a coach, a mastermind, or a mentor who can give you the help and give you systems and roadmaps. That's another non-negotiable. The next non-negotiable is do the work no matter how many times you fall or stumble. So, you know, in my free time, I guess you'd call it, I've started boxing again, which is a really fun sport. The guy I box or train with is a straight up hardcore boxer. Like he used to compete all over the world and now has his own gym. And, you know, in a lot of ways I can associate like boxing to business because of all the hits that you take. Sometimes you feel like you get knocked down. You feel like you launch your website or you launch an ebook or a new idea. And sometimes nobody buys, or sometimes it's all even in your head. Like think about the amount of times where a failure is literally not even realistic, just your perspective or the way that you're looking at it sometimes. You know, I've had moments where I launch something, I send out one email, and I'm like, oh, nobody bought, I can't believe it. And in the reality, in the grand scope of things, it's not a failure. You just got to get back up. You just got to get back up and come up with a new way to say what you want to say, or come up with a new target market or a new place to market to your tribe, or, you know, like just it's constantly about tweaking and changing, but it's absolutely about getting back up after every hit, after every fall, right? You've got to do the work. And the next non-negotiable, you need to paint a mental picture of what you want. One of my favorite kind of inspirational or motivational speakers, his name is Eric Thomas, and he talks about when he was homeless, like he had pictures in his brain of the houses or the mansions or whatever that he wanted to own. And even though he was homeless at the time, like in his mind, he was creating a vision. So create that mental picture in your own mind. I could say the same thing, honestly, and some people call this like manifesting, I guess, is maybe what we're going at here or talking about. But when you have that mental picture of what you want, for me, I remember driving around in our black minivan and there would be days where like my kids were driving me crazy. They'd be crying or just being really naughty. And I would tell my husband, I need a break. So I would just go in my minivan and totally felt like not powerful. I'm like, oh, this, you know, this is our family car, whatever. But I would drive around these like car dealerships, or I drive around these really nice areas of our neighborhood and just take a break. Like I'd get a coffee or a chai latte or something and just breathe, you know, if the kids were stressing me out. And in those moments where I would drive by those nice car dealerships, like I would envision like, hey, I'd like to have one of those one day. Like I'd love to get a sports car one day, you know? And those thoughts began circulating through my brain. And lo and behold, for my birthday about, I don't know, 4 months ago, I stepped into that car dealership all by myself, no one else with me, didn't need the support of my husband or anyone else. I bought my dream car, a red convertible Infiniti, on my own, like for my birthday, you know? So there's another freaking amazing example of just thoughts that when they're circulating through your mind and when you're working hard, and you have that inspiration, it happens. It becomes reality. So paint that mental picture. That's the point there. It's going to take energy. It's going to take power. It's going to take hunger. You know, a lot of people want success, but not everyone achieves it. And so a lot of that has to do with the mindset and these non-negotiables that I just mentioned. So cool. Let's keep jumping to the next thing here. I'm actually going to pop in. If you guys have any questions, there should be like a Q&A somewhere too. So I'm going to pop that open or refresh it in case anyone has a question. But cool. We've got so many callers on the line. This is awesome. All right. Let's go to the next point, which is what do we delegate? So you may be thinking right now, Susie, I'd love to do this. You're pumping me up. Like, I want to be in my zone of genius, but I have all these other things I have to do. And trust me, guys, like, you're talking to a young mom with two kids. Like, I feel like I have a lot of responsibility. Housework, business tasks, laundry, this and that, and dishes and diapers and preschool, paying bills and all these things that, all right. What you have to do first is list it all out. What are all the things that are taking your time right now? And what are the things that you don't even want to be taking your time? Like for me, all right, and there's a few different points that I want to take here. So one thing that really changed my thoughts of delegating and finding and hiring out help is because I also realize that a woman who does multiple six figures or $500,000 a year, if that's what I'm going toward right now, that woman, that $500,000 business owner or $1 million business owner, she does not do her own laundry, right? So I had to make this connection of I need to start treating myself like that woman that I'm becoming. Because by gosh darn it, like I'm becoming that person, you know, like I become so obsessed with an idea that I go for it 100%. So I decided, all right, well, I could get really good at laundry and managing my household and these things if I wanted to, right? If I wanted to. But a lot of my zone of genius is in helping other people and inspiring, empowering, and teaching in what I do in my business. It's beyond fulfilling. Like I absolutely love my clients, every single one of them, and what I spend my days doing. So what had to go? The housework, the dishes. Yes, I have a lady who comes to my house. She just left. I'm not even kidding. Like 30 minutes ago, she comes to my house for 3 hours to do all of our laundry. She folds away. She organizes everything. I wake up every day and I have all my underwear. Everything is folded perfectly, like color coordinated. I feel like a queen. Literally, I get to go to my closet and everything is constantly clean and put away and taken care of. There's no piles of junk or laundry in the corner of every corner in the house, which is what used to happen, honestly, with two little toddlers, there was just stuff piling up all over the place. So is that crazy? For some people, yeah. Like I had coffee with one of my girlfriends the other day and she's like, are you kidding me? Like it blew her mind that I do this, that I outsource like dishes and laundry and that I also have babysitters, you know, and childcare so that I can have uninterrupted time to work. And you know what? My kids love their preschools and their playtime. You just have to figure out what's going to work best for you. You know, am I saying that you should dump everything and your kids and onto other people all the time? No, not at all. Like I'm a big family person. I love to create memories is what I'm trying to say and be there for my children. But I also realize that my work is very important. The emails that I get from my clients, like the lives, I'm not even kidding you, like it'll make me tear up, like the lives of people that I'm changing, they get to quit their jobs because of me. Like they get to live their dream life because of me, because I helped them to build their business. Does that make sense? Like it's really powerful, important stuff. So of course I make time for it. Of course I'm going to outsource other things that would have taken 3 hours of my day. And instead of spending 3 hours on that, you know, bucket of missing socks or, you know, socks that lost their partner and trying to find them and organize, you know, my underwear drawer, like I'm just not going to do it. It's not happening. I'm going to pay someone else to do it. So also in your business, let's break it down to business too. I have an online business manager now who's absolutely amazing and brilliant. She takes care of a lot of the technical aspects, creating web pages, setting up the webinar, the audio call that you're on right now. She set up a lot of the back end stuff. So although I'm capable and was doing that all the time, I began feeling a little bit like a slave, a little bit of like, oh my gosh, I'm doing everything. And it was overwhelming. So now that I have my OBM, my online business manager with me, she helps me to take care of a lot of those business tasks, technical things, and I get to be the creative genius, right, in my own business. Cool. So another point that I want to make in regards to this section of the call, this delegating and getting other people to help you, is find really like star players, A+ kind of team players. Basically, what I'm trying to say is people who can run circles around other people. That's what you want. Okay, you don't want, for a while I was in the habit of anytime someone would say they wanted to be part of my business, I would be like, great, what's your skill set? What can you do? I'll bring you on board and we'll see how it works out. However, a lot of those times that I did that, I realized that the person wasn't able to kind of run circles around others in a lot of ways. They weren't maybe as driven, or their skill set wasn't strong enough to the point where it was stronger than mine. Because, you know, someone once told me, and I really can't remember who it was, but that you should hire people that are actually smarter than you in certain areas. And therefore, you'll have multiple different things covered. They'll be able to think beyond even what your own ideas or your own structures or systems, like they know even more on certain topics or areas, right, of expertise, whether social media, graphics, marketing, sales, whatever. Hire people that are smarter than you in certain areas. Very good advice. All right, cool. So I'm going to hop over and check the Q&A. So yeah, I popped that open in case anyone's got a question. I'll check on that a couple times during the call. And we'll keep going here. What is your zone? All right, so how do we figure it out? Because I've talked to people that are like, I don't really know what my zone of genius is. Like, I have all these different directions that I might want to go in. Well, let's talk about this. And again, it might take a moment of just kind of deep breath, close your eyes for a second, and tell me, when do you lose track of time? You know, when do you feel like you're most in your power, or feeling powerful, feeling really smart, really creative, or fill in the blank, right? What are those moments? For me, a lot of times it's been creativity or talking to other people, like this call right now. Like, I guess I'm a talker. Like, I guess I like inspiring other people and teaching, but also creating things as well, creating videos, workbooks, exercises, things like that are going to help my clients, right? So for you, the same thing goes. When do you lose track of time? When you're doing what task, or what are you involved in? And here's the other key. Action is very important, because nobody, and I want you to remember this statement, nobody has ever found their zone of genius by just thinking or sitting alone at a desk and just like thinking, oh, what's my zone of genius? I mean, I realize that right now we're thinking about it, but action is the thing. Action is the key to realizing or making your zone of genius truly like tangible and real, because you can't spend your life thinking and procrastinating and just marinating on things in your mind. You have to act. I'm going to give you real examples. I never knew that I would love videos or recording videos or teaching or coaching if I never tried it. Okay, when I was a blogger, I was totally broke. Like, my blog made, even with hundreds of thousands of hits like per month, I was making like $300, okay, with my blog. Like, I had no idea what I was doing, how to monetize it or whatever. Like talk about failed business idea, right? Like, I did not have a viable business model. But what I'm trying to say is I didn't even know that I loved coaching and mentoring other people, because I'd never tried it. So that's where it becomes action becomes real. Action becomes the way to find your zone of genius, because I began coaching people. you know, once I got immersed in the industry, like, oh, people actually make money as a consultant or as a coach, and you have to have an expertise. Like, hey, I have a ton of expertise. It all made sense to me. The puzzle pieces came together. And then I began doing it and realized I was really, really good at it, that my clients were like quitting their jobs and making money, and things were like, oh my gosh, this is working. Another example, one of my clients, you know, when we got started, she told me she loves video editing. And so we got her all set up as a video editor, and we're like, great, now we're going to create the website and showcase your packages and all your creative services. In the process, this client of mine named Aubrey figured out that she loves doing web design. She completely loses track of time. Her website is absolutely gorgeous. And she didn't even realize it until a couple months ago. And then we were working together creating her website, she's like, oh my gosh, I'm really good at this. Like, I love building websites. So now, the story gets even better. Now she's charging clients and she's making money designing websites. Like, she's landing clients between $1,700 to $3,000 for a website. Okay. And she didn't even know 2 or 3 months ago or whatever that she even liked it. So that's where action becomes key. Does that make sense? I hope it does. All right, cool. So I'm going to pop over and see if anyone's got questions. We've got so many callers on the line. This is really exciting. It looks like hopefully you guys are taking notes like crazy, because I don't have any questions yet on the line. But no worries about that at all. I feel like I'm talking a lot of 100 miles per hour, but maybe that's a good thing. All right, let's keep moving on. So the next topic that we're going to be talking about is making business fun. And, you know, for a few weeks, I was a little bit in a rut, and I was like being so serious about my goals and my numbers. And I'm like, yeah, I've done all these big things. I've had a $15,000 month. I've done $17,000 in a month. And I was so obsessing over the numbers. And then I'm like, well, you know, I hired my next business coach, and I'm like, I really want to do $50,000 in a month. And I found that I was so serious and almost like losing the passion and just kind of obsessing over like the how is it going to happen and how much money am I going to make? And it's not a good feeling. It's not a good place to be. So what I want to remind you is you have to enjoy this whole process. I have a sign on my door that says happiness is not a destination, it's a journey. Or I might have flipped that, something like that. Happiness is a journey, not a destination. The point is, you have to love the whole thing. And like I said, yes, you have your bad days here and there, but overall, stop being so serious. Make this enjoyable. Connect with other business owners, like join groups or masterminds or have friends or mentors or whatever that's going to help you to enjoy the ride. And if you're feeling lonely and droopy and serious and sad, like, you have got to shake it up, you know, because business can be enjoyable. Like, when I say I love my clients, I really do. Everyone I work with is such a joy. Every time I get on the phone with them, we have fun, we laugh, we talk, we strategize, and great things happen. Truly, we get results. People also can pick up on your energy. And that's another thing, is if you're feeling really serious and you're obsessing over things like income and numbers, it's not very attractive. You know, so make it fun, enjoy the whole thing, and operate from that zone of genius that we've been talking about throughout this whole call. Another point I want to make, don't think that the world owes you anything. Just because you put up your website does not mean that money is going to start flowing into your PayPal automatically. Like, you've got to do the work. Nobody owes you anything. Just because you do step one doesn't mean you're going to get like a golden star fall from the sky or like a $100 check right away. You got to keep going. So kind of imagine yourself, and I make this analogy because I have 2 young kids, but imagine that you're a toddler learning how to do something, learning how to ride a bike, you know, that you're a child learning how to, you know, my son is 2 years old and trying to, when I give him a drink of water from a water bottle, he'll try to put the cap back on it, you know, and so many times he gets it wrong and the water splashes everywhere. But that's like us in our businesses sometimes. Like, sometimes it's a little messy and we don't totally know what we're doing, but you have to love the process and have a little fun with it. That maybe you're not going to get the result that you want the first time, but if you do not quit, you will get the result, right? I've said this in other audio trainings. If you are someone who never gives up, like, who's going to beat you? No one. No one can beat someone if you don't give up, right? So keep going. Think about what you're going to do next. And really practice positive thinking as well. If you are someone who's prone to negative thoughts, or if you have people around you that are kind of draining or negative, I would really say you've got to reprogram. You've got to either get the toxic people out of your life if you can, or create your own bubble around your own head and mind of reprogramming. So if a negative thing comes in, oh, Susie, you're so bad at that. Reprogram it. No, actually, I'm really good at this. Or, oh, I don't know how to manage my money. And I'm always like, I'm not sure where my money's going. Like, nope, reprogram it. I am an excellent money manager. I know where my money's going and I know how it's coming into my life, right? Side note here, I've been listening to some audiobooks recently. And one of the authors talks about how if you pretend like money's not important, and some of us are like this, especially moms and women who are kind of like the martyr type where we are always giving of ourselves and we're always like, oh, we'll take care of everyone else and take care of ourselves last. Some of these kinds of people tend to think like, oh, money's not that important. Well, actually it is. Like if you tell something or someone that it's not important, it's not going to be around you very long, is it? So if you've been consistently living your life and saying money is not important to me, well, let me guess, do you not have any? Like you're probably broke, right? Because you're saying it's not important, but it is when it comes to building houses, building churches, building schools, feeding people. Like money is actually important. And the more you learn how to attain it or get money or create it, the easier it's just going to be. But you do have to stop telling yourself, like there's many things you may have to reprogram. So that's what I'm trying to get at here is the reprogramming. All right. So I hope this call has been super amazing for you. And I know that there's so many more points that I'd like to take you guys through. But I want to mention that I've had a lot of questions about Susie, like how do I get to work with you? And for many of you, you may know that I've raised my prices for my private coaching to $6,000 to work with me. So the next best thing, and I've had so many inquiries lately that's like, is there anything else you're doing right now? How can I work with you? There's a brand new mastermind. So I want you guys to pop open a browser and type in this URL and follow me along. It's SusieRomans.com/MMM, as in M as in miracle or Mary, MMM, SusieRomans.com/MMM. That's three M's. This brand new mastermind is starting on September 21st. And I want to publicly welcome all of you who are on the call to come check this out. It's a 4-month long experience. And if you guys have felt a lot of energy and like your systems are flowing just from this one call, I promise you that this kind of momentum is something you can build for yourself. But if you try to do it on your own, it's going to be a lot harder. That's why I believe in togetherness, in support, in friendship. I believe that more can be done when people put their minds together, right? So that's what this mastermind is about. It's 4 months long. There's going to be 12 calls that are included over the spread of 4 months, right? So in most months, we're going to have 3 weeks on and then 1 week off for implementation. September 21st, it begins. Every one of these calls that we do, you're going to have personal support from me. So every member of the mastermind is going to take a turn to share a success of theirs and also to share a question as well. And you're also going to have a workbook to go along with every one of these modules, every one of these weeks. Now, I'm so excited because I've never offered this before, but it's something that people have been asking for, you know, and I would recommend that you do the same thing in your own business is really listen and say, see, like, what are people asking for? You know, and the bonuses that are included in this program are also amazing. So if you're on that URL with me, it's susieromans.com/MMM. There's a live event where we can get together and meet in person in Chicago this October. That is a free bonus that's included in this program. Also, everyone who decides to join today, the first three people, the first three orders that we see come through for this mastermind today from today's call are also going to get access to my website traffic solution program. So you guys may have heard how I talked about having literally millions of hits to my site. How did I build up that traffic? How did I attract that many leads and pull people onto my website who turned into clients at the end of the day? And obviously not all of them, but how do you take and build traffic and attract clientele to your website? I have an entire course, and the first three people, it's called the Website Traffic Solution. It's a $500 course, and the first three people who join the mastermind today are going to get complimentary access. So that's absolutely free for the first three people who join today. So this mastermind, let's talk about everything that I'm going to be going through with you guys. In the topics, we're going to cover everything from defining your dream lifestyle. What does that really look like? Let's get clear, right? When I was talking about painting that mental picture, I want to do that with you because those are the circumstances where people actually find that the result happens because they knew what they wanted, right? And then we go through thoughts, words, and accepting abundance into your life right now. We talk about ideal high-paying clients. Now, I've been trained on premium packages, on how to attract high-paying clients, and even how to create high-end offerings. So it's going to be an entire module, entire workbook for you guys with checklists so you know exactly what you need to do week in, week out. And not only that, but of course you have the support from me as well. Like I said, every one of these 12 coaching calls through the span of 4 months, every person in the mastermind will get time to speak on their own, ask their own question, share their own thoughts and their successes and et cetera. So after that, we get into branding and website. If you already have a brand and a website, we're going to be polishing it up. For those of you who are going to need some support in creating it, I promise you a website can be done within a week or less, and I'll show you how to do that. So next, we talk about design, designing your offerings, mastering selling, how to sell confidently, and how to really believe in what you have. And find people, right, that actually need what you have. We go through list building. For those of you who don't know, my list has over 8,000 people of women entrepreneurs that are highly targeted. How did I do that? You know, one of my clients right now, we just started her strategy, and she's already got over 300, I believe it's over 350 people on her email list, and she's just started her business like a month ago. So we go through list building, we get visible and go viral. What are some certain traffic secrets that are out there that you can learn, that I can teach you, things that worked for me? Can I promise that everyone's going to go viral? Of course not, but I can teach you exactly what I did. Then we talk about passive income. For those of you who don't know, I do have a digital product line, so I'll be teaching you guys how to create digital products and a passive income on top of your services as well. We go through building momentum in your life and in your business. How do we do that? How do we keep the energy up? Persistence, perseverance, and of course, leaving a legacy is the last call that we're going to be talking about. All your questions are welcome throughout the entire 4 month process. So even if we're like on week 5 and you want to talk about like a passive income question, all the questions that you have are welcome. This is going to be run as a high level mastermind. And something that I want to ask all of you guys that are on the call right now is, truly ask yourself, am I ready and committed for this kind of high level support, because I truly, wholeheartedly only want people in this program that are ready and willing to do the work, to get the help, to personally meet me in Chicago and work with me one-on-one. You're going to have the support. The question is, are you ready to become that person? Because of course, there's an investment here of not only your time, but a financial investment. And the question of, are you ready to become that next level person? Like, that's what happens. People change. Like, people's lives transform. And that does not happen just sitting on the couch playing Candy Crush. Like, it's about taking risks and taking action and hanging out with other high achievers, which is what this whole mastermind is all about. So if you guys have any questions, please let me know. But we have those on the table, the bonuses right now. Like I said, the first three people, the first three orders today that come through are going to get that $500 program completely free of charge. So what are the payment options? We have two different options to join this mastermind. There's only 20 spots and several of them are already gone. So we have two different payment plan options, and I would suggest that you take action right away because of the support aspect. It's not like an e-course where I can take 100 people. I mean, we're really going to cap this off. So you have the option to pay in full, which is $1,800, pay in full for the four-month program. The other option is to pay monthly for the 4 months, so that would be $500 per month. And if you go to SusieRomans.com/MMM, you will see those two payment options, the pay in full or the four-part payment plan as well. And the way that that payment plan works, in case that's the one that you're honing in on, it's the same date every month that the payment would go through. So if you purchased it today, which is September 4th, it would go through again on October 4th and November 4th, et cetera. So the same day is when it goes through. So, all right, I hope this call has been like super amazing for you. I am jazzed up and I cannot even wait to meet everyone who's going to join the program, because I already feel like there's a few people on the call that are probably signing up right now. This is not even about like sales for me, or like, this is about the lives that I get to help change, that I get to be a part of facilitating someone becoming a stronger woman, someone that who now, because they learn all of these strategies and how to truly build your business, has freedom, you know, to make her own money. How many women are out there that I know of that have had to rely on a man for their money, and to be able to make your own money, like, is such a powerful thing. Like, I can't even tell you how much it means to me that, and like, I'm not like a man hater or anything. I just believe that I feel very strong in my business, that I feel fulfilled, that I get to help people. And in some ways, I know some women who struggle in their relationships and wonder, like, you know, if the relationship doesn't work out, am I ever going to be able to take care of myself? The truth is, yes, you are. Like, you're capable of building your own business no matter what, even if you've had other people support you in the past. Like, this is a new chapter. And if you have a skill set and a dream, and you know that you're good at something and that you're ready to put forth the work, I absolutely believe that this mastermind will change your life. So I'm going to leave you guys with that. The bonuses are on the table. I'm available for anyone. You can send in a question on my contact page, or I'll give you guys all my email as well. It's me@susieromans.com. That's me, M-E, M as in Mary, E as in elephant, @susieromans.com. You can send me a question or send in the contact form as well. So I'm going to leave you guys with that. I believe in you. Thank you for joining this call, and I cannot even wait to meet everyone who's going to be joining the mastermind. So I'll see you guys inside. God bless you, and have a beautiful day. Bye-bye.
The moderator has left the conference. The conference is now completed. Goodbye. Welcome to the conference. Please enter the conference ID, followed by the pound key. Thank you. Guest ID accepted.